looking through things. The guy who called last week, it was a setup call. He wasn't really upset about. I bet he didn't. A week earlier, I bet he didn't even know the name of this Missouri candidate, and he pretended to be upset about this and upset about that. It turns out he also gave some statistics that I didn't know at the time were lies. Well, a big one that was a big lie. When he said there's 32,000 pregnancies as a result of rape in the U.S. every year, I didn't know the statistics on that. That sure seemed high to me, so I went out and actually looked it up. It's a complete lie, a bald-faced lie, and if you hear that lie, stand up and say, you lie. Here's the actual numbers. First of all, I looked at the census, and they say total U.S. around 80,000 rapes per year. I mean, total. And I checked the FBI website. They really track crime much more closely than the Census Bureau. And they said from 2010, the latest year they have, just under 85,000 total rapes. That includes statutory rapes, you know, with somebody underage voluntarily engaging in an activity. So total 85,000 in the U.S. It's impossible for pregnancy to happen 32,000 times. That'd be more than one out of three. And we know that just because of the physical aspects of women, maybe one out of 15 at the very most could become pregnant at random. So it can't be one out of three. And further, narrow that fraction, and I'll state this vaguely, that because of the violent physical nature of the encounter, a percentage of the acts culminate without the necessary connection for pregnancy to occur. So it's a lot less than one out of 15. And then there's the debated issue. The one I'd really like doctors to talk about is whether trauma can delay a woman's physiology. As those who disagree just call the statement names, including Rush, and just say it's a stupid idea, an absurd, an idiotic idea. I can't find anyone who's actually talking about it. And because I'm wondering, why do doctors who advise women who want to become pregnant that they should relax more, as if trauma or stress might have some negative effect on becoming pregnant? But regardless of that third issue, it's clear that a very tiny fraction of women, and this 32,000 a year pregnancies from rape statistic, absolute bald-faced lie. So I'll just leave that one at that one. And if you